Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. But when the sword draws blood, and you begin to see by the eyes of the Spirit, you see possibilities. You see movements. You hear the voice of God. You sense the impressions, the gentle blowing that's going to bring change. I hope this helps someone right here. God will continue to shift his strategies. You're not going to put him in a box. He will shift his strategies and change his methods in order to keep you seeking him for wisdom. That's why we can't be religious minded. You know, religious folk, God does not move the same way all the time. Sometimes your breakthrough is when you get crazy praise on. When you run around here and have to straighten your wig up because it's coming off, you know, you're running. And sometimes your breakthrough is when God cause tears to fall. You're just crying like a little baby and don't know why, but your breakthrough has come. Huh? He'll shift strategies. You're trying to get it in praise sometime, and you pumping and ain't no gas in the tank. God wants you to be still and know. Put them hands up. Yield yourself to me, and then all of a sudden, boom, here comes the presence of God. And the breakthrough and the anointing and the peace and the government of God just ushered in over your life. See, he'll continue to shift his strategies. He's not stiff, one-dimensional. And we think God every time. Sometimes God over here. And he's doing it a little different. Sometimes he's way back over here. But as you listen and are led by the Spirit, he'll lead and guide you into all truth. And the reason is to keep you seeking him for his wisdom. You know what, Joshua, he opened the Jordan and closed Jericho. Opened the Jordan for them to cross over, but then he closed Jericho for Jericho to be taken. Tell me God's not wise. Oh, his manifold wisdom. That's why we must endeavor to be people of the Spirit. God will tell you sometimes to do something you've never done. One hallelujah, amen, and amen over there. I said sometimes, and I'm not talking about God telling you something just crazy and outlandish. I'm talking God will sometimes speak to you to do things maybe even you are uncomfortable with. Look at someone, tell them, Father knows best. His kind intention toward you. God knows best. See, that's why that sword first has to penetrate and draw blood. My flesh has to be weakened to where it's not governing me. My spirit must rise and take the place of governance. Paul was so in depth in spirit phenomena that God gave him a thorn. God allowed the thorn. Hello, somebody. I said, God allowed a thorn, something to buffet him. What was it for? To keep him dependent. To keep him dependent. He prayed all those times to ask God to deliver him. God said, no, my grace is sufficient. My grace toward you is going to be sufficient. Paul got deliverance, but he learned a lesson. God's strength is made perfect in your carnal weakness. It's more than just standing up here quoting the word in a car with a carnal mind and intellect. Everything in your spirit has to pass through your heart, not from your head. And that's the distinct difference. Amen? Let's continue on here. He opened the Jordan and closed Jericho. It meant the same thing. It meant the same thing. What it meant was God was saying when he opened the Jordan and closed Jericho, he was saying, move forward and take possession. Come on, move. Tell somebody, move forward and take possession. Tell them again, move forward and take possession. In our soul, this is our exercise. In our soul realm, our mind, our will, our emotions, our reasoning, our intellect, we must consistently prepare. And what I mean by that is we must consistently be transformed. The word says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is the battlefield. Come on, that, point up here. That is the battlefield. I gave you a little insight into some of my prayer life, but every morning, practically every morning, I won't say every morning, but practically every morning, first thing I start off with in prayer when I get in the presence of God is I take authority over imaginations, things that try to linger from your sleep or from the day before or things that were troubling you. I say, I cast down. First of all, I want the enemy to know I'm entering into God's presence. You ain't stopping me. I cast down every imagination, every speculation. I bring captive every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I pull down every stronghold and I arrest every thought. I arrest every thought. I don't let the thought of tiredness take me over. I arrest that thought. Flesh, you're going to wake up. You're going to be attentive. You're going to press in. You're going to push until you receive something from God. Hello? When you enter in and you take dominion and authority, that's the first thing. Amen. It's important. It's important. It's more important many times for you to hear yourself than for you to hear somebody else or a preacher. Hear yourself say the word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My God shall supply my every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I am right now more than a conqueror. Thanks be unto God that always causes me to triumph. Huh? Who shall harm me if I be follower of that which is good? No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment is condemned. You need to hear yourself say that. Hello, when you hear yourself say, there's a release in your spirit. Evil spirits that lurk in your environment leave. Those troubling thoughts cease. Now, you can begin to get still before your God and worship and dialogue. You have silenced all the other voices. Speak, Lord. For your servant listens. God will speak to you. He will speak to your heart. He will drop things in your heart. Sometimes he will just validate you. You'll sense such a love, such a presence, such a peace, such a joy. Sometimes he's giving you direction. Sometimes there's a new joy. It's in the presence is the fullness. Amen. Your soul must keep prospering. Our soul must keep prospering in order to hear and follow God's strategy. Now, once that was in place, look here in Joshua chapter 6 and verse number 10. Once that was set and settled, Joshua issued a new command. There's a new command for this season. There's a new command for this year. The next 6 to 8 months, you're going to see is something new that God is doing. You walk in that newness every day. Don't let oppression and depression and all of that stuff get on you. No, serve the Lord with joyfulness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Hello, somebody. Tell somebody, serve the Lord with gladness. Don't serve him with drudgery. Don't serve him with, you know, oh, well. No, serve the Lord with gladness. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Learn to be a person that gives God thanks. It doesn't matter the state that you're in. I mean, you know, we gauge that a lot, how we're doing with the level of joy we have or don't have. But we have to rise up and be more mature. How could Paul and Silas sing at midnight in a prison with no way out, being beaten unlawfully, unrightfully? But yet they sang. I trust that it was because the sword had already dealt with their heart. And it wasn't about them. It was about a bigger picture. It was about a king. Joshua 6 and verse 10. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then you shall shout." Wow. A new command. As I was reading this, I began to think about our 40 days of prayer together. And one of, I think, the essential purposes is that we might silence our own voices. Do you understand? My own opinion. I don't even want my opinion. I want the word. I want the word on a particular matter. Not just an opinion. Your opinion might be a good opinion, but it may not be God's opinion. It may not be the word. So Joshua brought forth a new command to silence. In these 40 days, you that are praying, I want to ask you to make that one of your priorities. Lord, silence my opinion. You know, your opinion may be good. It may be humanistic. It may be a good idea. Maybe from a gifting you have. But it very well may not be God's opinion or God's viewpoint. And it may be, but we want to know, Lord, silence my flesh, my fleshly carnal thinking, my good ideas that are not God ideas. We don't want the good, we want the God. Amen? The world is seeing the good. They need to see the God. Our soul has to keep prospering. We must silence every individual. Hear me now. We must silence every individual expression. We are continuing in part 61 of Mega Grace, Grace the Enabler, part 2. There are three heavens, the earth realm, the stars, and where God himself is. We have a responsibility on earth to finish what God has started. Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, and he left us here to continue. That sword, which is the word in your mouth, has the power to bind and loose. The word in your mouth is just as powerful as the word in God's mouth. Let what's incorruptible come out of your mouth, and not what's corruptible. Let your words be seasoned with grace. It's time for you to declare and decree some things and drive out evil forces.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.